Section 2. Further reading. Modes of failure. When a structural member is subjected to loads, its response depends not only on the type of material from which it is made, but also on the environmental conditions and the manner of loading. Depending on how the member is loaded, it may fail by excessive displacement, which results in the member being unable to perform its design function. It may fail by plastic deformation or yielding, which may cause a permanent undesirable change in shape. It may fail due to a fracture or break, which, depending on the material and the nature of loading, may be of a ductile type preceded by appreciable plastic deformation, or of a brittle type with little or no prior plastic deformation. Materials such as glasses, ceramics, rocks, plain concrete, and cast iron are examples of materials, brittle materials, that fracture in a brittle manner under normal environmental conditions and the slow application of tension load. In uniaxial compression, they also fracture in a brittle manner, but the nature of the fracture is quite different from that in tension. Depending on a number of conditions such as environment, rate of load, nature of loading, and presence of cracks or flaws, structural metals may exhibit ductile or brittle fracture. One type of loading that may result in brittle fracture of ductile metals is that of repeated loads. For example, if a uniaxially loaded bar with smooth surface is subjected to repeated cycles of alternately applied tensile and compressive loads of equal magnitude, it may fail by fracture, usually in a brittle manner for high cycle fatigue, at a stress level considerably below the magnitude of stress that causes failure by fracture under a non-cyclic static load. Fracture of a structural member under repeated loads is commonly called fatigue fracture or failure. Fracture by fatigue may start by the initiation of one or more small cracks, usually in the neighborhood of the maximum critical stress in the member. Repeated cycling of the load causes the crack or cracks to propagate until the structural member is no longer able to carry the load across the cracked region and the member ruptures. Another manner in which a structural member may fail is that of elastic or plastic instability. In this failure mode, the structural member may undergo large displacement from its design configuration when the applied load reaches a critical value, the so-called buckling load or instability load. This type of failure may result in excessive displacement or loss of ability because of yielding or fracture to carry the design load. In addition to the above failure modes, a structural member may fail because of environmental corrosion or chemical action. To elaborate upon the modes of failure of structural members, we discuss more fully the following categories of failure modes. 1. Failure by excessive deflection. 2. Failure by yielding. A. Ordinary room temperatures. B. Elevated temperatures or creep. 3. Failure by fracture. A. Sudden fracture of brittle materials. B. Fracture of cracked or flawed members. C. Progressive fracture or fatigue. D. Fracture with time at elevated temperatures. These failure modes and their associated failure criteria are most meaningful for simple structural members, for example, tension members, columns, beams, circular cross-section torsion members. For more complicated two- and three-dimensional problems, the significance of such simple failure modes is open to question. Many of these modes of failure for simple structural members are well known to engineers. However, under unusual conditions of load or environment, new types of failure modes may occur. For example, in nuclear reactor systems, cracks in pipe loops have been attributed to stress-assisted corrosion cracking, with possible side effects attributable to residual welding stresses.